skies are expected. 62 is going to be the afternoon high with partly cloudy skies overnight. Expect lows at 36. In Lake Charles at 100.1, sunny skies. Afternoon highs at 65. Partly cloudy at night, lows at 38. At 99.3 in Natchez, Mississippi, mainly sunny with a high at 61. Mainly clear at night with lows at 34. That's our Monday forecast for the Five Cities area. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is One Verse Prayer Ministry with Minister Lily B and Minister Fanny Reed. Praise God. Our scripture for today is coming from Psalms 46 and 5. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Amen. Let me read that again. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at the break of day. Amen. This scripture paints an image of a hero standing tall as the world comes down around them. By the obstacles before us, but we know we will not fail because of what we know. Psalms 46 and 5 is what we know. We know God is within her. She will not fail. God would help her at break of day. You know, in the Bible, God always used something like a metaphor, an example, but we are not talking about a female right here. We are talking about all of us, male and female. This actually paints a picture, an image of a hero standing alone as the world crumbles down around us. And when we look around at the world, the situations in the world today, things that happen in our lives, we feel sometimes like we want to crumble. But if you are connected to God, I'm just keeping it real. If you are connected to God, like we all supposed to be, because he is our source, the word say we will not fall, we will not crumble, because God is going to rescue us. He say in him there is always victory. But we know we will not fail because of what we know. People, that's why it is important to read and study your word. Because the word is what keeps us. God said in his word, he keeps those that want to be kept. In order to want to be kept, we are going to have to study the word. The word of God says, study the word day and night. Let it not depart from your eyes, nor your lips. Meditate therein, and we will find strength even to the marrow of our bones. With the things happening in the world today, the deaths, the wars, the problems in family, the problems with our children, there's a lot going on. I can write a book about what's going on in the world today. But no matter what's going on in the world, God is with us. We will not fall. And God will help us. But we are going to have to be connected to God. It's just like a socket. If the plug is not plugged in, there's no going to be no juice going through the line. We got to be plugged in, people. And it's no joke. The spirit of Antichrist is up on the earth. It's just so much going on. But God told us he give us peace surpass all understanding. Peace the world can't give us, and the world cannot take it away. That's if you connect it. He said we can't even understand the peace. But he say he be content in whatever state we're in. We can only do this with the word working on the inside. And it could come out and do what it's supposed to do. We can't make it no other way. I don't care what we do, what we try, how much we do, we cannot make it without God. Psalm 46 and 5 is also about a city. It's not a woman. It is also a battle hymn, a triumph of declaration, of victory. Amen. When you read that word, you have peace and comfort. It lets you know, okay, and we as humans, we can't figure the problem out. We can't see the solution without God. But when we read these scriptures, it let us know we are victorious. We are winners, regardless. He said, if the earth crumble down around us, be still and know that he is God. That's something to think about. You know, we're going to have to really, really, really be connected if the world come around us and we just be still. Say, oh, I know it's God. We're going to have to really be connected, people. Ooh, he said, if the world come down around us, be still. He told us to be still. Ooh, that's something to think about. And know that he's God. But without the word working on the inside, it's a hard job to be still. We can't do it. We need him, people. I don't care how much going on, how much the TV show us, how much the news tell us, who doing this and who doing that, who popular, who not popular, all that. We can't make it without Jesus. We can't do it. Ooh, Lord. We gonna have to do what the word say in order to become what the word wants us to become. The scripture also that we can decree and declare a thing. Even when things is happening all around us, we can have authority because he told us he give us power and authority. He told us we have dominion. He said he give us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, in the vials of the air. You know, that's good stuff. He already gave us authority. And we can actually decree and declare things. Things is not going to work if we don't open our mouth and say something. He said he watch over his word to perform it. He not the God to lie, neither the son of man that he need to repent. So whatever is going on in our lives, we can turn it around or stop it with the word of God. That's what he told us. Either way it go, we got the victory. He said we can decree and declare a thing. We can decree and declare victory over our lives. This scripture also offers truth, courage, and strength to face the world head on. You know, when something going on and you got to go and face a situation, you don't worry about nothing if you got God with you, if you're connected. Because the Bible says we got a real God and a follow God. When you get ready to do something, you know somebody behind you that go back me up. If I fall, they gonna catch me. That's the way that scripture make you feel. It'll make you face the world head on. The word of God said we got a real God and a false God. He's on every side. He gonna catch us. He gonna sustain us. He gonna keep us. He said, I keep those that want to be kept. You know, God also is not a force for God. He don't force himself. He don't force his word. He don't force his scriptures. He don't force nothing on nobody. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You're going to have to want this. We're going to have to go get it ourselves. Amen? This scripture also offers truth, courage, and strength to face the world head on. God told us he will give us a face like flint. You know, that's what this word does. It makes you able to stand up against the wiles of the enemy. It'll give you a face like flint. You know, that's good stuff. It'll give you a face like flint to make it through the longest and most painful trials in life. We have trials and tribulations. He told us in his word. That's why it's good to read it. He said, in this life, we are going to have trials and tribulation. But our trials and tribulations come to make us strong. Then he turned around and told us, many are afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of all of them. Just to know this is strength, it's courage. It makes you want to hold on. It makes you don't want to give up. It makes you hold on. No matter what. It makes you go through it'll have you give you the strength to go through the longest and most painful trials ever in life. That's why he said our trials come to make us strong. He said he is even in the midst of the storm. That means he's right there. He said he never leave us nor forsake us. You know, that's good to know. The world can talk about that, but the world can't give you that. Only God. He say many other affliction and righteous, but God deliver us out of them. Oh, not some of them. All of them. You know, that's good to know. I don't care how long it's been, what it look like, who said what. He say to us, it look like a 1,000 years, but to him, it's like one day. He say his thoughts are not ours. His ways is past by. There's a strength. There is strength. Not just for one person, but every child of God. He said, all souls belong to me, and I wish that none should perish. He'll give us strength for all of us. Everybody. Once you hook up to the right plug. Psalm 46 is also a praise song with a clear message. God is with us. So we would not fear. Amen? God is with us, so we will not fear. And I'm going to give you three things. Well, we got a lot of them, but I'm going to give you three things that will kind of give us a head start. God is our strength. God is our refuge. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen? I'm going to say that again. God is our strength. God is our refuge. God is our very present help in the time of trouble. You know, sometimes we say, oh, we're so weak. I can't take it. I can't stand it. Why did this happen to me? Oh, I don't have no help. I'm all by myself. But that's not what the word of God say. If you connect it, he will give you strength. If you connect it, he will be your refuge. That's why he said, if the world crumble down around you, be still and know that I'm God. God is our very present help in time of trouble. When we feel all alone, like nobody's there, whether your friends, family, loved ones is there, always know God is always there. God is our very present help in the time of need. He know what we need. He know when we need. He know how much we need, how much we don't need.